This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Katie Coleman, who's an astronaut for NASA. So the internet works up there.
It does, in a kind of indirect way. Uh-huh. And so those people that are, like Karen Nyberg is up there right now, and she's doing a lot of tweeting and Pinterest and things like that from space.
Okay.
And she's actually doing that on her computer. So she's actually doing that, you know, herself.
If we want to connect with the internet in some sort of a Facebook way or whatever, what can we do to learn more about your life in space?
If you look on Twitter, you know, NASA astronauts, you could look up me, at Astro Katie. Well, a lot of us have names that are kind of along those lines.
Astro Katie, A-S-T-R-O-C-A-D-Y.
With a little underscore under there.
At Astro underscore Katie, C-A-D-Y.
That's correct.
Nice.
Yep. And one of the things I love to do, and I love to get other people to do it too, is to look for the space station in the night sky.
How do we do that?
It's going to be the brightest star, and it doesn't just zip across like zoom and then it's gone. It'll just be kind of cruising, it almost like you'd expect an airplane to go across the sky. And it can take even 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 minutes to cross the sky. It's that slow.
Whoa.
And the way you find out when you might see it is you go to the NASA website or go on the internet and look at ISS sightings or how do I find the space station? And it'll tell you, you tell it where you are. It'll say at this time, you'll see it this many degrees above the horizon, starting in the northwest, going to the northeast. And then when you go and you look at that, and anything over about 30 degrees is going to look like it's straight up in the sky.
Yeah.
When you go and you look there, and I would just say, well, I don't see it. I don't see it. Is it here? I don't see it. And then suddenly, it's just there. And so it's really winked into sight. And it's because the space station is actually still in the light of the sun.
Yeah.
But we, when we're looking and looking for it at those times, we're in the shadow, like the shadow of the mountain,
okay,
where it's light on the other side. Does that make sense?
It does, yeah. And it could have an eclipse also and go into darkness.
Right.
Hey, is NASA kind of an old boys club?
I wouldn't put it that way. Certainly not from my point of view.
There's been some high-profile women in NASA, but as a woman, do you feel comfortable that it is, from a gender point of view, well integrated?
I feel very comfortable here, and at the same time, that doesn't mean that there's not always a little education to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to restrict it to sort of men and women, but in the very nature of our job, which is to basically go camping for a long time with 5 or 6 people who may or may not be your closest friends, the thing that I take the most seriously is how can I keep myself from just putting one of those people in a box and saying, this is what they're going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I look for that, say, annoying thing that they do, I'm going to see that over and over again because there's only 6 of us up there and there's really no other choice, I have to think about what does this person do that they do better than I do that makes us together a better team? And what do I do that they don't understand?
That's a life skill you can employ back down on Earth.
I think about bringing it home to my own marriage, of course, you know.
I think there's a lot of wisdom in that. There's an advantage, apart from all the science, that you can just living with people when you're in the same space capsule for a month at a time. How do you wash your hands?
That we have wet wipes.
Wet wipes. Okay, so you don't have you just can't have water, loose water floating around. You can't grab it and wash with it.
True. And so we do have bags of water. We have really a faucet, but we have something that water will come out of, and that's how we rehydrate our food. And
do you wash your hair? Actually wash your
absolutely.
Hair?
Absolutely. Yep. Shampoo.
I suppose a vacuum is critical in so many ways. You'd vacuum up the water when you're done with it.
We usually don't use enough that it would need vacuum. I'd take a towel. Like, I'd wet my hair. I'd throw shampoo in there, and then I'd smush, smush, smush. And then I'd throw a towel on top of my head and kind of get that dry. A little more water. A little more towel.
Yeah, it's probably just natural thing when you've been up there for a little while.
One of the scariest things up on the space station is the thought of losing something, whether it's your pen or the particular cord that goes to some experiment to plug it in. They don't weigh anything because everything is weightless. You kind of forget that you have it, and then suddenly it's gone. Now, luckily, we have a big air recirculation system, which is just a bunch of fans and a bunch of ducts that move air around the space station. But on those screens, that's where we can go to find the missing soldiers, as we call them.
Yeah. Katie, what's next for you?
I am pretty excited to be working on these new supply ships. I was the second person to capture one with the robotic arm on the space station.
Hmm.
And now I'm in charge of making sure everybody knows how to do that and And that's a pretty exciting thing to be doing, just that the supply ship's going 17,500 miles an hour, and so are we.
Well, whenever you want to share anything going on with NASA with our traveling listeners, please let us know.
Absolutely.